Today, Murray State University has reached another milestone.
50
stories.
50 stories. 50 years.
Now back to our studio.
It's WKMS's 50th year of broadcasting, and we're celebrating with 50 stories for 50 years. In our second story, we listen back to the first broadcast of WKMS from May 11th, 1970.
It was 78 years ago this year, according to testimony of reliable witnesses in Murray, when Nathan B. Stubblefield broadcast a program more than a mile without wires, calling out, according to various authorities, some such remark as, "Do you hear me, Rainey?" which referred to Dr. Rainey T. Wells, generally regarded as the founder of Murray State Normal School and today, of course, Murray State University.
This is Dr. Ray Mofield, chairman of the Department of Communications at Murray State University.
In 1902, as documented by Dr. L. J. Horton, he broadcast from a boat in the Potomac River and secured in that year a patent with the United States Patent Office, becoming the first person to broadcast radio telephony, today known as radio.
Dr. Mofield then introduced then-Murray State President, Dr. Harry Sparks.
Dr. Mofield, guests, infant radio audience, today Murray State University has reached another milestone. With the inauguration of radio broadcasting on WKMF's FM, we lengthen the shadow and multiply the sphere of influence of this university. I want to challenge the students and the faculty to make of this modern educational medium a vital information force and not a pale imitation of what other colleges and commercial stations offer. And I would like for all music played on this station to be the greatest music of the ages. That is, it might not compete with some of the music that our commercial friends offer, but that it would provide an additional choice of programming for the neglected few who are not now being served.
President Harry Sparks was followed by Executive Vice President Marvin Rather.
First thing I want to say is to pay a tribute to the students I see here in this studio and around it. And if it is a success, you and the people who follow you will make it a success. We're delighted that you could be here and be a part of this initial opening. And I predict for it a long life and render great service to all of us concerned. Thank you.
These were just some of the first words mentioned on WKMS on May 11th, 1970, from a small studio in Wilson Hall on the campus of Murray State. This broadcast almost didn't happen, as there are reports of a lightning strike to the WKMS transmitter on that day. Then-engineer J.D. McClure worked frantically to get the transmitter operational by airtime. We'll continue our series of 50 stories for 50 years next week. You can share your memories of WKMS at WKMS.org or call us and leave a message at 270-809-2070. And while you're at it, leave us a birthday greeting that you might hear on the air.